Wellington Heights has kind of a bad rep in Cedar Rapids. The neighborhood has some of the highest crime rates in the city, but lately things are actually getting worse.
There was a shooting on that corner last week. There was a shooting on this corner last week. There was a shooting 8 times in a house right at the end of the corner. That was just last week.
This woman didn't want to give her name for fear of becoming a target. She says she just ducked into her front yard to spray paint an old grate, but she says even that is taking a risk.
I'm out here. I look. I see. Is there anybody around? I want to spray this, and I go back inside. I lock my door.
So far, there have been 19 reports of shots fired in Cedar Rapids already this year. While that doesn't compare with the kind of violence seen in major cities, it is already more than all of last year's 11 shootings combined. And it is a major spike from 2010, when just 5 shootings were reported. Police say there is no simple answer as to why this is happening now.
And that's the frustrating part for us. We can't come down and I can't give you a laundry list of 5 things. There's so many different factors into the reasoning behind each of those incidents of gun violence.
That is Sergeant Christy Hamblin. She is the public information officer for the Cedar Rapids Police. Her interim police chief, Tom Yonker, declined to be interviewed for this story. But here's what police do know. These shootings are not random. They're targeted, which means that the victim and the shooter often know each other. A lot of the victims are Black men in lower-income neighborhoods. Sometimes drugs are involved, sometimes they're not. And police believe the violence may be connected to non-residents, people from larger cities like Chicago or Des Moines. But perhaps the most consistent trend, Hamblin says the witnesses aren't talking.
Take the one that we had last week, in which we had 30 people standing outside and we had shots fired. And in that case, everybody saw something a little bit different, reported that they saw something a little bit different. And even the victim in that case isn't totally cooperative with us. And that's where it's going to take the community to step up and say, you know what, enough is enough.
Meanwhile, the violence is spreading to areas that haven't seen shootings for years, if ever. Jessica Zamolik is a student at Kirkwood Community College. Last month, she got a text message telling her there had been a shooting in her apartment complex right next to campus.
So I called my friend back and I was like, what do I do? I've like never been in this kind of situation. He's like, well, go home. And I was like, that's what happened. And he's like, well, don't go home.
Police have arrested just 4 people in connection with the shootings this year. They admit those stats are not great, but they say they are reaching out to community leaders in schools, churches, other organizations to try to get people involved. And they're spreading the word about an anonymous tip system that lets witnesses send encrypted text messages to police. But back in the rough parts of Wellington Heights, residents like Donna Pratt say there may be one upside. She says as violence spreads across town, she's seen more people get angry about this issue.
When it happens in their neighborhood, they're going to really start caring a lot more. What those people don't understand is that when it happened here, it's their neighborhood. It's their city. It matters. It should have mattered to them a long time ago.
Yet police say to truly stop the violence, they need people in all neighborhoods to speak up and reach out. And so far, that's just not happening. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Kate Wells, Iowa Public Radio News.